I am Jude Grosser. I'm a professor of citrus breeding and genetics at the University of Florida Citrus Research and Education Center in Lake Alfred, Florida. All of the trees that we grow citrus on in Florida are grafted trees. So you have the scion on the top and you have the rootstock on the bottom. When producing the trees in the nursery, if you graft another selection onto the rootstock first and let that grow out to make another section as a sandwich between the scion and the rootstock, which only needs to be about 10 to 12 inches in length, right in the middle of the trunk of the tree, then that is called the interstock. And the idea for testing HLB-tolerant genotypes as interstocks is attractive because then it would allow you to use your favorite rootstock that you would have been using before HLB became a problem. We made a population of Mandarin pomelo hybrids years ago at the triploid level that produced seedless fruit, and we had them on Swingle citrimolo in a block that Greening moved into. But when we started evaluating the fruits of these, since they were scion hybrids, if we didn't like the fruit, we were removing the tree to make space for our new selection to evaluate a replacement selection. So taking advantage of the limited space that we have in the breeding program. So when I asked our grove manager to remove these trees, he came to me laughing and complaining at the same time. He said, "What in the world did you do to these Swingle trees? Because I couldn't hardly get them out of the ground. They had such massive root systems. I've never seen root systems on Swingle trees out like that before." And that's even with HLB in a lot of them. And as you know, Swingle generally loses all of its feeder roots when you have an infected sweet orange on top of it. So the fact that these Swingle root systems were so massive and full of feeder roots, even with some of them being infected, caught my attention, because that suggests that the scion is sending some signal down into the rootstock that's turning on some genetics in the rootstock that's preserving the feeder roots and making the tree grow a more robust root system. So we always think about the rootstock affecting the scion, but in this case, the scion is affecting the rootstock. And so if it's a signaling mechanism, then maybe you only need a small amount of that genotype's tissue to get that signal where it can cross the graft union and go down and impact the root system. So we selected some pomelos and some Mandarin pomelo hybrids that were showing exceptional tolerance to HLB, and we tested those as interstocks between Swingle and infected Valencia on the top. And virtually everyone we tested had better tree growth and less bacterial titers than when we tested sweet orange and Swingle citrimolo rootstock as interstocks. So we are seeing a positive effect in the greenhouse, and that was after 2 years. And so we got a permit and planted those trees into the field. And not all of them established right away, but the ones that did are doing very, very well now. So it's going to become more interesting. And we're finding other genotypes in the field now that we would like to test as interstocks.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.